This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter. Presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now here are Denise and Hunter exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Monday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
Happy Groundhog Day, Hunter.
Happy Groundhog Day. And did you hear that liner right before we went on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, it's February already.
It is. And that's how we know it is Groundhog Day. And, of course, Punxsutawney Phil did see a shadow, so sad to say. Although, I'm sorry, inland and Pacific Northwest, has winter even started? But we have six more weeks of it.
Okay, well, I guess they just really just moved it to that 6 weeks, I would assume. I haven't seen much of it. I was seeing on the news this morning, even our snowpack at the mountain is like 30% of normal right now.
I know the stink bugs are waking back up. That's why I'm just not a happy person here. There was a stink bug in the house. I'm sorry. There should be no stink bugs in the house. In February.
There should be no stink bugs in the house, period, end of story.
Period. Okay,
but
All right. Well, so speaking of the food drive, we're very excited. This is our fourth annual. We are officially kicking it off today. Technically, it started yesterday. We've got, if you go to our website, kykn.com, there's a tab for you to click through, and you can see who our sponsors and partners are, where you can drop stuff off. There's all kinds of information out there. Check social media later today. I'll be doing a big post on it as well. And then to kick off the week and also to kick off the food drive, our partners in this from Bebold Street Ministries, Matt Massera and Aiden. I didn't get your name before we came. Your last name, Aiden.
It's Sorrells.
Well, welcome to you both. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, so we are partnering up with you. I think this is our second or third year doing that. And it had been a bit since we had you on, and we wanted to say hey and thank you and check in. And Matt, tell us a little bit about what's happening with the ministry.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So we just recently got back from, we've been on many trips down to Mexico, down border towns and sharing with active cartel and gangsters in prisons and in the streets and in areas that cartels are warring for territory and trafficking routes and sharing the gospel. Nobody's too far gone. Somebody believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, they will be saved and forgiven of their sins, and that's available to everybody, including those folks. And we come out of a life of madness and drug world and gang life, and so being able to go back in it knowing that that's the only hope for those folks is Jesus Christ. It's amazing. So over 300 people said yes to the free gift of salvation.
Wow.
And a bunch active cartel, multiple cartel, Tijuana cartel, Sinaloa.
I know in up in Salem, was it a couple of months ago, Hunter, there was that big bust where one of the big kingpins or whomever, one of the leaders was arrested right here in Salem.
Yeah, I think that was the largest fentanyl bust in U.S. history. Operated by a man here in multiple state operation. And those folks are poisoning and killing people on a global scale, and they're not too far gone. We have beautiful examples throughout Scripture. Saul, from killing people that are teaching the truth to then becoming a pillar in the church, God's not limited.
No, not at all. So tell us, you're down there on the border. That has to be, it's got to be frightening. Is it, or you're down there, you're on a mission? I know you're shaking your head, Aiden, so it's kind of not.
Yeah, God encompasses us.
I know.
We're not, no fear.
No fear.
We know that life.
Yeah, we know that life. Like I tell people all the time, I spent 16 years of my life putting it on the line for some really foolish things.
Yeah.
And so now to get to walk back into the exact same darkness, it may have a different face, but it's pretty much the same darkness. And put my life on the line for the Lord is, it's worth it. Absolutely worth it.
Well, we hear in the news, obviously, we're watching what's happening in Minnesota, what's happening in Portland and Seattle and all over. And you've got the Trump administration with Immigration, Customs and Enforcement, which is the ICE acronym, because I know, Hunter, we were talking about, I wonder how many people that are out there protesting even know what it stands for. But this is happening. This is national. So you're actually down there sort of at ground zero, so to speak. Tell us about some of the people you've met.
Yeah. So on the last two trips, we were there in November and we literally just got back here. that we did come into contact with a lot of folks that were deportees. They just shared that with us. When you know, they asked, they found out where we were from. He said, we're from Oregon. He's like, and then they would share, oh, yeah, I got deported. You know, I was in Eugene. I was in Salem. I was in Medford. I was in Portland, you know, up and down the I-5 corridor. And super thankful that all those folks got saved, that we came into contact with that were deportees. But when they were in Oregon, you know, and then when we met them too, they were still actively engaged in helping operate a global criminal enterprises and cartels and gang life. And so I'm super grateful that they've had restoration with God through believing on the gospel of his son, because that's like the paramount message. And then I'm also grateful that they were, you know, deported back to their country of origin, and they're no longer able to operate, well, you know, be at least a member helping operate, you know, global drug trade enterprises that, you know, kill and murder people. So I'm super grateful for that. But above all else, you know, their restoration with God is the paramount. And so, yeah, a lot of folks that were deportees, and we didn't ask, they shared that with us.
Yeah.
And when they found out where we were from. So, and we got to love on our neighbors and share hope. And yeah, it was amazing. And then we've been threatened, followed, videotaped.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a part of it, because the gospel gets in the way of their money.
Oh, heck yeah. Right? Well, oh my gosh. Yes.
It gets, you know, because these folks, God transforms a heart. So somebody that's involved in, you know, slaughtering people, cutting people's heads off. There was a few people that had their heads decapitated while we were down there, you know, not that, you know, just and during the time that we were down there in that part of Mexico. And so those folks, they don't really have any boundaries. And so we know the only answer for the sin problem they have is the gospel. And then there's people that need to be in prison, for sure.
Yes, yes.
So
do you think these individuals would have been as receptive to you when they were still here in Oregon engaging in those activities?
Yeah,
did it take deportation to sort of open that path up a little bit?
Good question. So we get to share with active organized crime here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just go in and like, hey, this is what it used to look like. I used to be excited about putting sharp objects in other human beings. And then they're just like, okay, yeah, you get it, you know, and then walk through it, but share the most loving message that was ever shared and call everything that they're about sin. Mm-hmm. Like, this is sin. This is evil. What you're doing is evil. And we're just being really transparent, open, and honest. But yeah, they were super receptive down there. And then people are receptive here too. But then there's other people that are not here and there. And we get those responses too. Like, hey, there's people that would prefer us be dead here in Oregon than continue to live.
I was going to say, let's shift that back up here, since we are, I mean, the food and clothing drive, we're looking for items. Obviously, it is winter, regardless of it doesn't quite feel like it. It's cold, and you've got a lot of people still out there on the streets. So when you're talking about people not being receptive, are there active efforts to stop you, to silence you, to keep you from speaking to individuals about this?
Well, there's been all kinds
of... have to name names or anything.
There's been all kinds of efforts. I mean, people use their voices a lot. But there's also, I mean, you know, I've been assaulted. You know, there's the variety of efforts. I mean, the same stuff that was happening to, you know, our Savior and, you know, the disciples.
Yeah.
You know, in the ancient world, we've experienced those efforts for sure, yeah. I mean, death threats. We get all that kind of stuff. But there's like, we're following Jesus.
Right.
And so we expect it. And, you know, he showed up and he was everything perfect. And the response was torture and kill him.
Yep. So Aiden, how long have you been involved with Peebold?
Oh, I've known Matt for a long time. But I was one of those people that resisted for a long time. But I'd say... coming up on 3 years, I think. You know, I was a volunteer basis for a little while, and then God opened up the door for me to be able to step into it full time, and that's been coming up the 28th of this month. I've been full time in the ministry for a year.
Wow. So, okay.
But about another year and a half volunteering before that. before that. Sorry, I keep forgetting that I got to talk into this thing.
And he was encamped at Wallace Marine for over a decade as a child. So.
As a child?
Yeah, 30,000.
Really, you're not an old guy.
No, I'm only 29 years young. So, just like the super fast, 30,000 foot view. Like I started doing drugs when I was 10 years old, ran away when I was 12, spent the next 11 years just running the streets in and out of juvie, jail, prison. And only through the gospel, only through Jesus, do I have a brand new life today. Like I'm married to a police officer. Of all people that God would link me up with, I'm no longer a convicted felon, right? But I was, he took a convicted felon and a police officer and he made them fall in love. Only God can do that. Only he can do that.
But he was somebody that benefited from what we're even talking about today, the food and clothing drive, because he was living in Wallace for over a decade.
Yeah. So you brought up Wallace, and Wallace keeps making the news. It keeps making national news. I know you guys are both probably familiar with Kevin Dahlgren, who's up in PDX, who does a lot of videos and interviews and talks to people and posts them, and they get a lot of attention. We're obviously in it's political season, and people are talking about that. I think, Hunter, correct me if I'm wrong, was there just a cleanup through there that got, like, what was it, 10 tons?
I don't know if they got in there and... If they did, it was just a small section of it because most of
10 tons is small.
Well, wow. And a small section of the park. I mean, it is multiple acres, so.
So my question that I think, Aiden, since you spent time in there, and a lot of people say, well, they're in there and they don't want help and they just want to live that way and they're choosing that. How true is that?
Oh, that's a tricky but good question. I can say without a shadow of a doubt that every single person's reason is different.
Okay.
There was times where I wanted help and the help wasn't there. And then when the help was there, I didn't want the help, And so it really does go both ways. The argument could be had on both sides of that conversation.
Okay.
But ultimately... we're out there all the time. There's so many different options, and we're willing to walk through those things with the folks, and there's I can't go because of my dog, or, I won't go because I don't want to quit smoking cigarettes, or whatever the case may be. Every individual ultimately has a different reason. And I think from personal experience, I'll just speak to myself. Regardless of what my reason was, I wasn't ready.
Okay.
Whatever I wanted to label it with, today it was because of this, tomorrow it was because of that. Me personally, I wasn't ready. It took getting the mother of my daughter pregnant, and then it took going to prison, and then that even wasn't enough. I got out of prison and did what I call dropping a nuke on my life. And ultimately I had to come to my rock bottom and realize that the best I could produce was absolute garbage, and because the ministry continued to reach into my life throughout that entire time, I knew exactly who to go to when I was ready. And instead of saying, oh no, you're the guy that thinks we're horrible people, you don't like us, this, that, or the other, they received me with wide open arms. And I mean, this guy I used to think was the devil ended up being the best man at my wedding. This guy right here.
Can we keep you for one more segment, guys? We got a little bit more. We're running a little long, and I want to come back and maybe talk about solutions, thinking outside the box. People have sort of ways they think that we need to be solving this, and they've been trying it for 20 years, and here we are. So let's come back and dig a little bit deeper into that. We're talking to Matt and Aiden from Be Bold Street Ministries, who are partnering with us in this year's fourth annual KYKN Food and Clothing Drive. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and your friendly neighborhood Bi-Mart.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're wrapping up our conversation today with Matt and Aiden from Be Bold Street Ministries, helping us to kick off our fourth annual food and clothing drive. Before the break, Aiden, you were talking about kind of where the path that led you to where you are now. You know, and Hunter and I and many of our guests, including Matt in different appearances, get frustrated because it seems like sort of, you know, the political solution is let's throw money at it, or let's build all these houses, or let's things that clearly when you look back over your shoulder at the where you've come from, they're not working. So what are we in? Obviously, we're in an election year. We've got new folks hopefully coming onto the Salem City Council where we can maybe shift gears on this. What are your guys' suggestions on that?
Things that aren't working.
Oh, yeah. You know, jettison for sure. Those. So the question is, yeah. What is not working?
What is not working?
Yeah. The lack of accountability. Yeah. You know, you had mentioned the whole, you know, building all these houses for and just shoving people into them, right? Like, if you were to give me a home and not address the drugs that I was doing, I'm just going to run that into the ground. And we see it time and time again, you know, and that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. But for sure, the biggest thing is the lack of accountability, right? I hold my daughter accountable because I have true compassion for her, right?
Yes.
We live in a society where holding somebody accountable is apparently the most unloving thing that you can do. And that just blows my mind completely, because the accountability in my life is what got me to finally make the right decisions. And what I mean by right decisions, the decisions that needed to be made for me to stop committing crimes, for me to stop doing drugs, and for me to be the father that my little girl needs me to be, right? She didn't choose to get born. My own actions caused my daughter to become a human being. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I mean by the right things, you know, but for sure the accountability got me to there, and the accountability keeps me from going back there, right? Like my brothers that God surrounded me with in my life, the things that I get to be a part of, I can't commit crimes and do drugs and be the person that I am today. Yeah. And it all comes ultimately, like if you gave me one thing, Aiden, one thing, what would you bring? And it's accountability, 100%.
Yeah, and we don't support the housing first model.
Right.
Yeah. And as you guys know, too, we've been on multiple times, we do not support at all low-barrier shelters that allot people the ability to continue to use deadly substances like fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin, and any other like substance. For sure, that is not loving. Those are not safe locations. They are a function of the drug world. They're not apart from it, reaching into it. They are a function of it.
So it's just woven in there, those things?
Rampant. The rampant drug use and drug sales. And this is not, you know, a speculation. These are facts. And
so what do you say to them, the social services that are out there? What is it, harm reduction, where they're out handing out paraphernalia?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that question, because for sure what I share, and I don't have any problems sharing at all, that those, I say they are absolutely acts against humanity in Oregon. Giving somebody a meth pipe that's addicted to methamphetamine is evil. Giving somebody a needle that's addicted to fentanyl is a deadly proposition, and people die. Every one of those locations that gives out those harm reduction kits. I mean, there was a situation that we were part of there sharing the gospel, and the guys went up, and it was a youth event. Mind you, a youth event. Young adults and youth, so below 18. I said, hey, you know, go check out what's going on with those harm reduction kits, right? And they went over and they said, we don't have any more needles or meth pipes. We gave them all to the youth in the first hour. And that's Salem. That's straight up, that's evil.
Pure evil.
That's an act against humanity here, because everybody in Oregon is affected by the illicit, deadly drug trade.
Yes.
Every one of us, because everybody's seeing it, they're hearing it. Everybody knows somebody that's affected by these terrible addictions. And I mean, there's a bunch of these folks that, you know, like the pods and that stuff. It's an act against humanity here in Oregon. And they're all over the state, you know, and it's not just here, but we're talking about Oregon and giving people meth pipes and foil. It's just,
yeah,
it's evil.
Yeah. And I think
applicable
most people-
term.
Okay. You know, and I've seen some videos. I mean, there's a lot of older adults. There was an older gentleman. I mean, clearly these are people that are suffering from severe mental illness, and they're just left to sort of rot on the streets. Mm-hmm. It's unconscionable, and it is evil. And it just is it out of sight, out of mind. And again, throwing money at it is not the answer.
True. Yeah, and it's really inhumane, especially with the folks that are mentally decompensated. You know, to have them just roam in the streets. You know, not able to, you know, I mean, are they able to go to the restroom? And are they going to eat? I mean, they're going to eat something. It's just a matter of what it is. And they're going to go somewhere, right? It's so inhumane. And then what happens, too, is then, you know, yeah, just, it's rough. It's
big. It's hard. It's easier to look at one individual versus the mass numbers. You can kind of sometimes pull your brain away from it and not want to see it. We've got like a minute left, you guys. We're, like I said, we are kicking off this food and clothing drive. People do want to help. What can they do in this context to help?
Yeah, you know, pop top soups, pop top fruit, things like that, wet wipes, things that are basic hygiene. And because, you know, and it goes to people that wouldn't otherwise be able to get this. Because when I was on the street, I was eating rotten food, you know, and drinking out of the creeks. And so it really is real compassion. And we also have accountability. Like we don't co-sign, we don't affirm, we don't celebrate negative behaviors. And for us, any sin, like we're not lifting that up ever. We're out sharing the only answer to it and meeting needs as described in Scripture, Matthew 25, 1 John 3:17. So, yeah. Mm. Loving people.
Yes, yes. Well, God bless you both, the work that you're doing. Again, we always, we're delighted to be able to partner with you. Once again, Matt and Aiden from Be Bold Street Ministries. All right, we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Greenacres Landscape and GA at Home.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. So great to have Matt and Aiden in here. Also, you know, you can get, if you want to support them, they have great merch. I have one of their Hope Dealer tank tops that I work out in a lot.
Yeah, they were both here in their Hope Dealer sweatshirts.
In their hoodies, yep. And they have a lot of really good. And their quality is really good. We're not talking flimsy junk here. It's really good.
Oh, so I will see occasionally kids walk into school as I'm on my way into work wearing those sweatshirts. So
Yeah. Make a statement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great. I've got one in this beautiful, well, I'm wearing the same color. I'm wearing a blue and it's that color. All right. Okay. So over the weekend, obviously following things erupting all over the place, Portland going crazy, Seattle going crazy, obviously Minneapolis still continuing to go crazy. I sent to you from Portland, this is so disgusting. And this, talking about the awfuls, these awful mothers in Portland are taking their kids to active anti-ICE riots at the local ICE building. And there's video of a 7-year-old girl and a baby being hit by tear gas. What do you want to put there? I want to blame Trump, as these mothers, air quotes on mothers.
Well, yeah, it's ICE. They're obviously targeting children and infants in these riots to get them with the tear gas. And I'm just sitting here going, these awfuls, and you see it from time to time. And a lot of times the stories disappear. I always go back to the couple here in Oregon that adopted the 6 black children. And you know, they took them to all sorts of protests in the, you know, 2020 around that time, including one viral photo of one of the young boys hugging a police officer.
Yeah.
And then when the reality of these women treating these children as props, and that's all they were. They were social justice props to these women. Yep. When the behavior of and the reality set in, the women put the kids in the car and drove off a cliff in Northern California. Yeah. So I sit here and go, to me, that is the way these women are. Their children are not children in their life. They are props to be manipulated and used for their overbearing social justice warriors.
It's disgusting. And you know, the hyperbole and the hyperventilating and the pearl clutching and ICE is, you know, like the Gestapo and things like that. But yet you're going to bring your children to this. So clearly you don't even believe your own BS. Mm-hmm. But shame on these women. Although I don't think, honestly, they're not capable of shame. They think they're righteous. And it's just it's a disturbing video to watch these poor children who have no idea.
Well, it goes to another video you sent me today. I believe was an Instagram post where the guy's talking about these women in particular, and all of these rioters that you see out here, they believe that they are the stars of their own movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is first person. What was it? First person. Yes, the star of their own movie. And there's one in the video that's making the rounds of this very earnest young woman who is, I mean, these are the theater kids. And I know I'm related to, I love theater kids. I kind of was a borderline theater kid back in the day. And they're out there. They are acting. They are emoting. But you could plug in any words to them. First, it was what, from the river to the sea. Now it's from Mexico to the sea. Just pop in the new slogan, pop in the new chant. And they're out there and they are the star. They are LARPing, which we talked about, which is live action role playing. It's all a big game, which is, you can look because when the first, what's her face, Renee Good, after she did what she did and paid the price for it. Frankly, she did pay a price for it, allegedly. Her friend, because mm-hmm. that's, yeah.
Significant other.
Whatever. Couldn't believe that. Why are there real bullets? That comment right there tells you everything. They do not believe that this is a game of life and death stakes. They're out there with their whistles. Did you see some idiot at the Grammys wearing a whistle in support of the... We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Wait, did anyone see an idiot wearing a whistle at the Grammys? I don't know if there's anyone out there that did. Come on.
I saw a picture because I did not watch. I haven't watched those award shows in a million years. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. So, of course, all this was going crazy. Portland, so you've got kids out there. The performative, the emoting, it's all a big performance. Yeah. But it's got life and death consequences.
Well, I saw some video that one of the primary organizers, a very well-known, and I'll use air quotes, protester up there in Portland, literally shoved a disabled veteran out of his chair, gave him a concussion when he hit his head on the concrete, and then celebrated it. And to my knowledge, still hasn't even been arrested for this.
Yeah. It's all so very grotesque. Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is. And it's getting worse. And so, you know, and you've got these awfuls that are out there. And I'm trying to think, was there another one? There's just so many.
I just know watching news this morning, the one thought in my head took me back to the 2020 period of time when people that I love and care about said to me, I have to vote for Joe Biden because that way the violence will end. And my response to that was, no, it will end temporarily, but you will embolden these people and they will realize that all it takes is throwing a hissy fit and getting violent and disruptive and they will get their way. And now we're seeing the play out of that whole scenario because what I've been seeing is so ramped up beyond even what the summer of love was. And yes, we're not seeing cities burn quite yet. We're not seeing this, but every time I turned around over the weekend, there was new videos of attacks on a federal building, from Eugene to Portland. You know, Salem had a big protest. Everywhere I turned, Seattle, they are ramping it up to 10 plus at this point.
Right. And at this point, it's very, very wet and it's very snowy. So if they're doing this at 15 below in Minneapolis, what do you think, again, is going to happen when it's 70 degrees in you know, July or August everywhere else? You're seeing it in blue cities. You're seeing it in blue states, the sanctuaries, because this stuff is allowed to go on. Mm-hmm. Frankly, it's being permitted. In fact, it's being encouraged in many instances.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, we're seeing it that our leadership, the governors of these states and the mayors of these cities are literally coming out in support and trying to come up with laws that can keep federal officers out of their communities or keep federal officers or allow, you know, keep masks off of federal officers so that they can be better identified. I mean, I just watched, you know, these videos out of Minnesota right now, and so many are random people out living their day-to-day life and being attacked and to a certain extent assaulted by the mob, who's decided that because they drive an SUV, they have to be ICE, or they don't recognize them in their neighborhoods, they must be ICE, and literally chasing them out.
Yeah. Yep. And they have taken, which tells you that the authorities in question, Tampon Tim and Jacob Fry and all of them, have ceded their authority to Antifa and to these activists. I've got a video up here as well. Anti-ICE activists in Minneapolis are applying mob-like tactics to any business that serves ICE, even small coffee shops. There's this guy in here going, because these people didn't have the sign. You didn't have the, you know, and wow, this harkens back 1931, 32, 33. Yeah. Somewhere in Europe when this crap was happening.
They didn't have a sign on their window that said ICE is not welcome here, or we won't serve ICE, or no federal aid, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
because of that, because they would do that. And when he went to the and asked them about it, their response was, well, we're a business and we'll serve anybody. We don't discriminate. And I'm going, isn't that what he wants in this world? People to not discriminate?
Yeah. And so this coffee shop, I was hearing another about different, like a yoga shop up in Washington that, you know, is being pressured to put some kind. You can't, it's like you will be made to care. You can't even be neutral. You're a yoga. You're a place where people go into like relax and do downward dog and have a martini or something, depending on it. And they will be made to care. You have to come out and make a statement one way or the other. And so far too many people, unfortunately, are caving because, again, that's a nice yoga shop you got there. Be ashamed if anything happened to it. Huh?
Well, and for anyone burying their head in the sand and saying, well, that's in Seattle, or that's in Minneapolis, or that's in Portland, it's coming here. And it's going to come here with a vengeance. It's going to come to every little town you can imagine. Yep. These crazies do not care.
Well, remember what happened in 2020 to Glamour Salon in downtown Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, she had the audacity to, you know, open up so she could pay her employees, because we all knew at that point, all of this COVID stuff was an absolute lie. All of it, every bit of it. And she's like, I'm not having it. I'm opening up. And remember the armed people? I mean, it was just crazy. That was 2020. So it's already happened.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a little story here. We went up to have dinner with my father-in-law.
In Portland.
In Portland. On the drive up, saw a couple of overpasses that had people on them, some holding a sign for the freeway and others just marching across it.
Oh boy.
We went to a restaurant up there and there were social distancing stickers on the floor throughout this restaurant.
Seriously?
As my little kids are literally playing hopscotch across these things, I said, look, they're playing social distancing.
Seriously?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and there was no one actively like encouraging it, but the stickers were all still there on the floor.
They were all still there.
It's like a badge of courage, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, because remember, the virus only, it stays up high and it, whatever. That's coming back. But I think what we're seeing with what's happening with these riots and how it's all being framed, this is the same plot as 2020 with COVID. It's just using this now. And so you will be made to care. You're going to find that you're not going to be able to just be new. You can't be, what is it, Sweden, Switzerland, whoever neutral was. You can't be it. You got to pick a side. So honestly, in the long, grand, eternal scheme of things, which side do you pick? Because it's going to be rough either way. You can bow your head and put your little thing in the window. Like everybody in 2020, it was the stupid black square.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I just sit here and go, there are certain communities around this nation where you couldn't wear that blue shirt you're wearing entering that community. I couldn't wear my red Nike t-shirt into those communities. Is that coming to a community near you, where if I wear my red Nike shirt, I'm likely to be harassed simply because I'm wearing a red Nike shirt?
I guess. I mean, it's really coming down to whatever they decide is the trigger today that you're not allowed to wear, the opinion that you're not allowed to have, the license plate, the car you're not allowed to drive. I mean, I'm renting, like I've told you, we're going to Boston. We're going to back east. I think we're renting an SUV.
And you're
and
not
it might
from,
have, you know.
You won't be from there. They won't recognize you at the local coffee shop. And they'll see you pulling in your SUV. And this group of women is obviously going to look like they are ICE members.
Well, and you know what? I'm joking, but kind of not.
No.
Because this is so next level evil insane.
And it is
and
growing.
It is ramping up because it's not being squashed in Minneapolis right now. Well, it's being allowed to metastasize.
So I did see a post before we go to commercial. Last week we talked about Trump's kind of response to Walls and Fry and kind of saying, we will work with you, we will bring it down. And somebody actually posted some videos out of Minneapolis that we said it. It's to them, it's waving the white flag. They're going to claim victory if you take even the slightest step back. And I saw a video where literally the protesters are yelling at people or the ICE agents that they're not allowed to be there anymore, that, you know, they had claimed their victory on this one. So how is ICE still operating?
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't think that's going to spread?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, whatever. And again, this is, none of this is organic. It is very well funded. It is very organized. We talked last week about the tactics, the PSYOP tactics and the psychological warfare going on with whistles and screaming and constantly being and keeping these ICE agents at a state of super high adrenaline cortisol, which they want the mistakes. Mm-hmm. They want them to make a mistake. They are actively encouraging it, which again tells you they do not believe their narrative at all. So they're just there. They're just LARPing and they're dangerous. And at some point, as history will prove, what's going to happen when they're no longer needed?
Yeah, that's going
to
be
because I think we're kind of getting to that where they're becoming more of a nuisance now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe I'll crack open a history book and see where this is all going to end. All right, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
If they had shown up at the Grammys, it might have been worth watching. I'll tell you that much, though.
Well, you had a lot of people in really nice clothes kind of channeling it. So let's take a break and we'll talk about that because one of these chicks, she's all about stolen land. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by the Perlin Mill in Cozy's New York Deli.
So they put on an award show last night and nobody really came. Nobody watched. Well, I mean, I don't know what the ratings are, but I know they've been tanking over the past decade.
Well, we talked about it last week. Is one of those elements of today's society, because everything is online, everything is streaming. You're no longer watching the most recent episode of a hit show and then comparing it over the water cooler.
Right.
And this show used to be something that people watched and then discussed at work the next day.
I used to love the Grammys because they had great performances. I was an award show geek growing up. I loved all of them. I watched all of them. Haven't watched it in years. I did catch the nipple dress. That was something. My understanding is that the nipples are fake and it's part of like a mesh. So she wasn't actually out there with, you know, the girls just hanging out for all the world to say. Still, it was a really gross. It looked like, you know, did you lose a bet, hon?
I saw that dress. It was, I believe it was a little clip with Jamie Foxx coming up to tell the woman wearing it, I don't even know who it was, about, you know, that his kids were big fans and his kids were there with him. And I'm sitting there looking at that dress going, are those piercings holding that thing up or what?
I think it was like Ronan somebody. I don't even know who it is. I'm out of that loop anymore. I don't follow it. Of course, everyone's talking about, Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish, who when she was in Ireland was very happy to be among people that looked like her. But apparently, whatever, you know, she can get away with that. Here at the Grammys, nobody's illegal on stolen land. We need to keep fighting and keep speaking up. Our voices matter. F eyes. Okay, honey, you first with your giant mansion that's on stolen land. Give it up. Open it up.
Well, that's the thing. She has, what, about a $14 million mansion? Yep. How many people is she housing out there on that stolen land? But the irony of all of this, and I said here when you sent over the show prep, with this day in history, back in 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the Mexican-American War, and we got California, Utah, and Nevada for $15 million. Was this event taking place in California? That sounds like purchased land, not stolen land.
We bought it, and we have the receipt. We have the receipt. So you know what, Billie Eilish, whatever the hell your name is, shut up and sing. Yep. I don't want to hear you open your pie hole. And then, of course, the video, these doe-eyed, oh my gosh, and they're all nodding their heads. Oh yeah, like seals. Ooh, come on. Ugh. Is it wearing thin for most people? I think it is.
And that was the one theme. I mean, even Bad Bunny, who will be performing at halftime of the Super Bowl, had his ice out moment. And I'm just sitting here going, this has got to be the biggest mistake by the NFL.
Stupid.
The Super Bowl coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
Seahawks and New England Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, your family area that they live now versus your family area where you grew up. So things are going to get crazy.
I don't know who to root for.
That's right. But I sit here and go, anyone that watches this game, everyone, whether you're a football fan, a commercial fan, anything else, you are watching this show to be entertained. And you think about the last few years when some of the advertising got very political or the halftime show got political and the backlash that formed. And I sit here and go, here is the guy that you have coined as your halftime performer on the biggest stage where everyone wants to just relax and have a great time. And a week prior, he's making massive political statements. And I just sit here and go, this is going to be a train wreck.
It's such a turnoff. And I don't typically watch the Super Bowl, but I'm kind of interested. But I do know that if you don't want to watch Bad Bunny in his dress singing in Spanish, so you don't even, you're not, you know, unless you're bilingual, you're not going to understand it. Turning Point USA presents the All-American Halftime Show celebrating, wait for it, faith, family, freedom. Where do I sign up? AmericanHalftimeShow.com. They've got, and I hate to say this, I'm not really familiar with their, other than Kid Rock. They've got Lee Bryce, Gabby Barrett, and Brantley Gilbert. I've heard of Brantley Gilbert. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a great show. So there's your alternative if you want to turn away from the bad rabbit and go someplace else.
Well, that's one alternative. Of course, I think over the years they started doing the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. So there's an option. And I'm sure that there's other stations that are going to find ways to capitalize on the NFL's bad decision to have Bad Bunny be the halftime performer.
I always liked it for the ads way back in the day until, of course, you know, the interwebs and everybody started leaking them out. So you didn't even have to wait until them. Then I haven't seen any, though. But again, that's really, I'm not necessarily the target demographic for all that. My algorithm is not putting that in my feed.
Yeah, I'm sure they are starting to leak out, you know, these multi-million dollar advertising campaigns that we hear every year. Multi-million dollar. And it's kind of like, and then some hit and some fall very, very flat. So it will be an interesting weekend. Let's put it that way.
It will. And I may turn it on. Also, speaking of the Grammys, I guess this one of the most unfunny human beings, Trevor Noah, was the host, and apparently was up because we've all been hearing about Nicki Minaj, who's kind of come out. And again, always be careful. These people are not your BFFs. Mm-hmm. Just because sometimes they utter things, you know, the broken clock is right twice a day. And again, what I'm seeing from Nicki Minaj is pretty incredible. I mean, coming out and she's really speaking out against Christian persecution in Nigeria. She's pretty brave. And I'm like, cool, slay, queen. This is awesome. But so we just got to be prepared because conservatives a lot of times would be like, oh, she's my new best friend. Mm-hmm. Just hold off. But he was trashing her last night and she came out and holy whoa, on her X feed, she's dropping bombshells like crazy. So I don't know what's going to come of this, but she did not hold back.
Well, and then, of course, the other part of Trevor Noah being, which he wasn't funny on The Daily Show. He's not funny now. He's never been funny. But he did say something about Trump and Epstein Island, and now Trump is actually likely to sue him for defamation. Similar to the way he got to ABC and CBS over the years. So it's going to get hotter before it gets cooler.
A little spicy real quick. Just, I know we're almost out of time, just for Nicki Minaj, that she did tweet this. Any Christian who votes Democrat, again, is a fool. They're showing people that it's okay to disrupt a church during worship. This is how they truly feel about you. The veil is lifted. No morals, no integrity. It's not enough for them to have an opinion. They've escalated to physical intrusion in places of worship. The demons inside of them are so bothered all the time. So there you go.
Well, again, if you're taking your political advice from any celebrity, You need to change your line of thinking there.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, that's it for us, everybody. Check out KYKN.com for more info on the food drive. We will see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.